AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. New House Speaker Paul Ryan says he doesn't trust President Obama on the issue of immigration reform.
The president has proven himself untrustworthy on this issue because he tried to unilaterally rewrite the law himself. Presidents don't write laws, Congress does.
Ryan was on NBC's Meet the Press talking about his plans for his position. On CBS's Face the Nation, House Democratic Whip Congressman Steny Hoyer said Democrats are willing to work with House Speaker Paul Ryan if he listens to Democratic proposals.
He said the solutions needed to be collaborative. And if he means that, we're certainly willing to work with him.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders has launched his first television ads in Iowa and New Hampshire. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The Sanders campaign is spending $2 million to give voters a closer look at the independent senator from Vermont.
The son of a Polish immigrant who grew up in a Brooklyn tenement. He went to public schools, then college, where the work of his life began.
The ad is called Real Change. It mentions Sanders' pledge to take on Wall Street and what he calls a corrupt political system. It notes Sanders' vote opposing the Iraq War in 2002, which Hillary Rodham Clinton supported and later said she regretted. Sanders is competitive with Clinton in the first contest in Iowa and New Hampshire. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Former Senator Fred Thompson, who also acted in feature films and on TV and is known for the show Law and Order, has died. His family says that Thompson died in Nashville after a recurrence of lymphoma at 73. Thompson was a Republican senator for 8 years before leaving Congress when his term expired in January of 2003. He was also in the Line of Fire and Cape Fear. This is AP Radio News. Kenya's Stanley Biwott and Mary Katani have swept the titles at the New York City Marathon. Here's Julie Walker.
Biwott won his first major marathon title, finishing in 2 hours, 10 minutes, and 34 seconds, beating out his countrymen by just 14 seconds.
I was confident and happy to be the winner.
Katani finished in 2:24:25 and becomes the first woman to be a repeat winner since 2008.
Twice victory was something great for me, so I was very happy.
At the New York City Marathon, I'm Julie Walker.
The most widely used child surveillance app in South Korea is being quietly pulled from the market after security specialists raised concerns about the program's safety. The app's maker, an association of South Korean mobile operators called Moiba, had no comment. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.